2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Mostly cloudy now, 97 degrees. KSL's top story. The body of a 16-year-old has been recovered after the boy disappeared in Pineview Reservoir yesterday. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Safety officials say four teens were in the reservoir when they tried to swim across a section of it, but they realized it was too much and tried to turn back. However, the 16-year-old never made it to shore.
This is the fourth drowning
at the reservoir this year, and they say many people underestimate how fatigued they are when they go into the water. And when they get into the cold reservoir, muscles cramp quickly, making swimming a lot more dangerous.
Search and rescue officials are stressing the importance of a life jacket when you're in water deeper than the chest, especially if it's cold, which can shock the body. Some conflicting guidance from the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatrics on masks for kids at school. The nation's top group of pediatricians today announced it wants all kids masked when they're back in the classroom. Utah has already decided this is not going to happen. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
A new law in Utah bans mask mandates in schools. Of course, you can choose to put one on your kid, but no K-12 or the state's public colleges and universities can require them. The American Academy of Pediatrics today saying it's hard to tell who is and isn't vaccinated among that student population, so every kid should be masked. But the CDC says those over 12 who've had a shot don't have to be.
And as for how the president feels,
the president's going to rely on the recommendations of the CDC, and also local school districts will make their own decisions based on the publicly available health guidelines. That's always how it's worked, and I think it will continue to work that way moving forward.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The White House isn't giving a straight answer on whether kids should wear masks in school or not, just that the president would like to see it happen.
The president's going to rely on the recommendations of the CDC, and also local school districts will make their own decisions based on the publicly available health guidelines. That's always how it's worked, and I think it will continue to work that way moving forward.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki there. The CDC says children under 12 must wear masks, but those 12 and over who are vaccinated can go maskless. That's their advice. The Dow suffered its worst day of the year today. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Dow Jones plunged more than 900 points before recovering slightly. Art Hogan, the chief market strategist at National Security, says the Delta variant and other economic data contributed to the drop.
We entered last week at relatively high valuations, and markets were getting a bit stretched. So you put all that together on a Monday in the middle of the summer, you've got enough of a cauldron of concerns that the market is taking a bit of a breather here, and it's showing up across all sectors.
The Dow ended the day down 2%. With a key test vote coming in the Senate later this week, President Biden is making another push for his infrastructure priorities today, touting the economic growth experienced during his presidency.
For all those predictions of doom and gloom 6 months in, here's where we stand. Record growth, record job creation.
He says more than 3 million jobs have been created since he took office. A grand jury has returned an indictment charging four Chinese nationals with hacking into the computer systems of dozens of companies, universities, and government entities between 2011 and 2018. Special agent in charge, Suzanne Turner of the FBI San Diego field office.
The actions of the Chinese government
will not be condoned or ignored by the U.S. government. And we believe all nations who share this same view should send a clear message to China and voice their objections.
The Biden administration has also linked the Chinese government to a massive cyber attack of a Microsoft email exchange earlier this year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos.
In Oregon are getting ready to evacuate as the bootleg fire scorches more than 300,000 acres, and it could get worse. Christmas tree farmer Dana Furrow says she feels helpless.
We're sitting here watching trees that we've been growing for 6+ years. Every year you trim, you fertilize, you have labor costs into that, and you're watching them all die in one day.
There are currently 80 large wildfires raging in 13 states. They've burned more than 1.1 million acres. 57 Utah firefighters are in Oregon to help battle the fires there. KSL News Time 4:05. Let's take a quick look at traffic. Ricky, it's a vacation week. Are we seeing a regular rush?
Not too bad on the Valley freeways. That's the good news. In fact, a lighter than normal drive home on I-15 in Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. But we still have big backups in Summit County due to an earlier crash westbound I-80 about a mile past Wanship. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stay here for My Minute of News. What is it called? My Minute of News. It's on the way next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.